Martha's Vineyard migrants flight is tiny percentage of Joe Biden's secret shipments into interior. By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's R. flight of migrants to the exclusive Massachusetts destination of Martha's Vineyard is just a tiny percentage of President Joe Biden's mass migration since January 2021. The Biden administration has sent multiple shipments of migrants into the interior of the U.S., including low-key destinations in a New York City suburb and New Jersey. In addition, over 70 flights with an average of about 36 passengers landed in Jacksonville, Florida, in 2021. But Democrats have become furious that migrants have shown up in the exclusive town where former President Barack Obama owns a home, Martha's Vineyard. Democrats are in such upheaval, they have called the situation a humanitarian crisis and have threatened to deport and expel the migrants. Democrat officials are also weighing a lawsuit against DeSantis for sending the migrants to Martha's Vineyard, anticipating that thousands more could arrive on the island. "We are not a sanctuary state," DeSantis said in a press conference. "And it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transfer for you to go to greener pastures," DeSantis said. Biden would fly these people in the middle of the night. Dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York who were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be a sanctuary jurisdiction, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. Even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door. They all of a sudden go berserk and they are so upset that this is happening. It just shows you their virtue signaling is a fraud. To prevent DeSantis or other Republican governors from transferring migrants to greener pastures, the White House will convene a meeting Friday to discuss a range of pressing immigration issues, including litigation options to respond to the transportation of migrant minors to exclusive locations, Axios reported. A DHS spokesperson told the publication the agency urges states to coordinate closely with nonprofit organizations and local governments on efforts to facilitate voluntary migrant transportation. "Failure to coordinate is irresponsible and creates unsafe conditions for vulnerable migrants as well as the receiving jurisdictions," Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Bill, and Hillary Clinton, and NBA star Chris Paul are a few of the wealthy American elites that have a home or have vacationed on the island, Business Insider reported. The Miami Herald reported that Martha's Vineyard is about 90% white and is a popular summer destination for the famous and wealthy. Its average household income is $132,657. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.